T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So the boss was in. He makes a good point. Look, this is right after the Republican convention, and your vote's not going to count by calling the talk show. I hope you get that. Hey, I vote. I called Marty Griffin guy. I hope that counted. But I do say this, that you got to register. I think we're going to vote mail-in. I think we are, because I don't know how many polling places are going to open, and I can't wait in line for 5 hours. I just can't. So, I got to throw this tally out there. We only had a couple segments open. It's hard to take that many calls, about 40 calls, and I mean, we're flying through them. But roughly 30 to 10, Trump, 3 times. I'm not saying it's scientific. I'm not saying it's the only poll. I'm not saying it's the be-all, end-all. I just have a vibe that you see what's happening on the streets and you blame Democrats and you say to hell with them. Biden's going to throw money at that and he's not going to help me and he's going to raise my taxes, so to hell with them. That's my take. You know who I wanted to bring into this, who is one of the smartest men that I know, and that's Lenny McAllister. My man, Lenny, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Marty. How are you?
Well, you tell me. Lenny's a Republican. He's with the Commonwealth Foundation. One of the smartest men in America. Central Catholic young man. Father, husband, leader. Just brilliant guy. African-American. And I just held a quick poll. And look, generally, Lenny, you know this. You grew up here. It's a pretty Democratic area. 30 to 10, Trump. 30 to 10. How in the hell can you explain that, Lenny, with Trump behind in every single so-called pollster? How do you explain it?
I can explain it in Pittsburgh because I know that Pittsburgh's one of the least diverse major cities in the United States.
That's right. That's
it's
right.
One of the oldest cities in the United States. And when you see the level of tension on the streets, one thing that older Americans, whether you're white, black, or other, want is a level of stability and safety. And if you have one candidate that seems to be supporting chaos and turbulence, and one candidate that continuously says law and order, I'm not shocked that the audience of KDK, which skews 45 and up, and skews a little bit more conservative
yes.
than maybe the rest of the metropolitan area does,
he's right.
would give you a 3-1.
Lenny McAllister is just a brilliant writer. He wrote a piece on redstate.com yesterday, and this country does not love us back. It was a simple comment said by a large grown man who was worth millions of dollars, said from a platform of status and accomplishments, noted by a person with a college degree from a private university and education from some of America's toughest streets and life experiences that span the globe. And as such, some will note the comment's simplicity, while others will claim it was uttered by an ungrateful simpleton. It's amazing why we, African Americans, keep loving this country, and this country does not love us back. It's really so sad. Like, I should be a coach. I'm so often reminded of my color. It's just really sad. We got to do better. We got to demand better. Lenny McAllister, do you buy into that? Do you think folks don't love African Americans back?
I don't believe that, but I know that there are millions of African Americans that look at what's going on in 2020 and they say, we have been going through this for decade upon decade. and when is it going to permanently change where equality is the standard, not the offshoot, if you will. And when you have somebody such as Doc Rivers, a guy that grew up in the toughest parts of Chicago, went to Marquette University, is a multimillionaire, has biracial children, was married to a white woman for 35 years, and is in the 1% of America that was successful and with money, and that's how he feels and mentions that 2 days ago, then where are we as a society? Now, again, I couldn't do what I do if I didn't believe that that's not true. If I didn't believe that America could do more and be more and can be inclusive of all different colors and creeds. But there are many Americans that resonate with that sentiment. They believe that, and that's why you're seeing much of the tension that you're seeing from protesters in social media and throughout our society today.
Lenny, let's be blunt, quite frankly. You're unbelievably successful. He was a superstar, a talk host in Chicago, made waves nationally all the time, came back home to hit home runs here. Lenny, the truth of the matter is every single day you personally get beat up for being a black man who supports, in essence, what many consider to be a white party, the Republican Party. How do you manage that, man? How do you manage that in this very racially sensitive time?
Focus on issues, focus on principles, focus on the goodness of America, regardless of creed or color, and try to pull us past our tension. The truth is, too many people, Marty, are speaking from their tribes and speaking from their silos. Too many people are trying to win the 50+1, trying to rally Democrats or rally Republicans, rather than trying to unite Americans. I have to stay focused on that. I just left a breakfast meeting doing that with another young leader here in Pittsburgh. Same exact type of message.
Sure.
We have to be about the leadership for people, even in the loneliness of speaking a different type of message. I focus on that, and that's what keeps me going, because as a child of God, as a believing American, and as a proud black man, if I don't do those things, how can I extol any type of excellence towards my children, towards my community, or to anybody that I'll touch in my life daily?
Lenny McAllister, are you ever conflicted, my man, because you know that African Americans, 97%, 95 to 97% will vote Biden, yet you are a Republican and would prefer that they see a different way and stick with Trump. Are you ever conflicted, sir?
I'm conflicted based on policy. I mean, I, for example, will talk to African-Americans about the school choice advancements that the Trump-Pence administration has advanced. And I will say there's a reason to get behind that. I will talk about some of the other changes that we have seen that have been positive for the African-American community. But I also have to be honest, when I hear rhetoric going down the wrong path that's coming from the Trump administration, when Vice President Pence was on stage with me in June and he said, we need law and order, I said, sir, you're correct, but we need constitutional law and order. We need Americans from all different colors and creeds to feel as though the Fourth Amendment, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the 14th Amendment apply to them equally. And if you can't have constitutional law and order, the slogan of law and order is very, very hollow. You have to be able to be honest with all Americans if you're going to advance a better vision for our country. And I think I can do that from where I sit, from a partisan standpoint, because I know from a patriotic standpoint, my heart is in the right place. And my mind is focused on the right things.
Lenny McAllister, the best out there, honestly. Lenny, can you hang for another segment, man?
I can, kind sir.
All right. He's good, man. Hey, I got to mention this. Probably the best media person in America, Amy Downs, just sent me a note. All 1,300-plus polling places in the county will be open. There you go. I will vote in person. Lenny McAllister, swinging for the fence in redstate.com. For African Americans such as Coach Doc Rivers, why would any black person, aside from magical Negroes living through the widening of wage gaps, continued police controversies, worsening education systems, and huge health care disparities through the worst of times, trust that America and her values are truly for them, especially with mounting evidence to the contrary and political bastions of hope, discarding most of them as monolithic political pawns living on a mental plantation? Man, Lenny, I want to hug you. But if I didn't know better, I would believe that was written by Joe Biden. Is that something you understand where I'm coming from with that, my observation?
I do, and one of the beautiful things about hyperlinks and online articles is the fact that if people do a little bit of investigation, they can see I was taking snipes at both sides of the political aisle,
yes,
because they have both said very derogatory and demeaning things about African Americans over the last 2 weeks, let alone over the last two decades or century or longer. And that's part of the problem. That's part of what African Americans are struggling with, which is why what I feel like I have to do is talk about each principle, each policy. Is it criminal justice reform? Is it education reform? Is it economic empowerment? Is it employment expansion? And stay there, because right now African Americans are too used to being the political football and not being invested actually in the game.
There are political drive-by during a campaign where the candidates promise jobs and never show up again. I saw things in the last several years with Trump as president. Black unemployment at record lows. Black housing ownership at record highs. Education numbers getting better. I'm telling you, Lenny, income getting better for African Americans. I'm telling you, Lenny, and you know this because you're a smart man. No one in the African American community outside of you will ever believe that when I bring it up on the air. They think it's a load of crap. Is it hard convincing African Americans that Trump did offer better days for them economically, sir?
Well, some of it's true and some of it's not true.
That's right.
The occupation wage gap is continuing to widen, whether it's in here in the Pittsburgh region or across the country. You look at the education numbers, they're inconsistent at best, even though they have been very supportive of school choice, which does offer African Americans stuck in cities more of an opportunity. The unemployment numbers were going down under President Obama, and then Donald Trump, with the tax cuts in December of 2017, helped to add some fuel to continue that going. So, I mean, there are some positive things that definitely did transpire pre-pandemic. At the same time, the consent decrees were also lifted by the Department of Justice,
yes,
which has allowed some of these police departments across the country to have a little bit more free rein and make it harder to enforce civil rights, legislation, and standards when it comes to policing of African-American communities. So it's a mixed bag, and I would not ever try to just purport, you know, 10,000 things as true when maybe only four or five of them are, whether it's from Trump or from the other side or even historically.
And the truth is, during what we're seeing right now, the pandemic and thus this pandemic-created recession, the folks on the bottom of the ladder fall off first. And just by the way the economy rolls, African-Americans are first. So they're in a bad place now. And so it'd be hard to convince African-Americans right now to vote for Trump. Would you not agree?
I would agree. And I would also say, if you look at how the schools are, it's generally speaking disproportionately African-American kids that are suffering with internet access.
Yep.
They're the ones that are not going to school. Those are the ones that, whether it was Philadelphia or Pittsburgh, were out of school for weeks at a time. And when you start looking at the achievement gaps, they're not closing as fast as they need to in 2020 for our children to be able to compete in a global economy that's been that way now for 3 to 4 decades. So there's progress in some capacity. It's not fast enough, it's not deep enough, and it's not meaningful enough. We have to do more.
I need your political assessment. I sit here and I have a small brain, so I'm not even close to as smart as someone like yourself. But I see what's happening to white Americans on the fence. They watch the news and they see, oh my God, look what Black Lives Matter is doing today. Oh my, burning buildings. Oh my, burning police cars. Oh my, they hate America. Those folks on the fence are now jumping over the fence and voting Trump. I believe that because of what they're seeing on the streets and governors like Tom Wolf and his policies angering consumers, that Trump wins big in Pennsylvania. Do you see that, sir?
It's starting to lean that way.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate because what we're seeing in the mainstream media is we're seeing a lot of protests, but people are not highlighting the fact that a lot of these protests, a lot of the destruction you saw in Atlanta, that you saw in Minneapolis, those were not Black kids. In fact, there's plenty of social media video out there showing Black people telling white folks, that a lot of them part of Antifa, a lot of them part of these militia groups, hey, we don't need you here. This is a peaceful protest.
True.
But as a result, the political dynamic is the people on the fence, the older voter that you can count on every single election twice a year, is starting to lean back towards Trump.
Lenny McAllister, a true pleasure to be able to call you friend and to be able to listen to you. You bring a lot of wisdom, and your good friend Rob Kania says, hello, child of God. All right.
tell Rob I said hello, and look, Marty, you're a Central Catholic guy. You don't have a small brain. We don't do that at CCHS.
My man, Lenny, I'll see you at lunch real soon, man.
Indeed. God bless.
He's a good guy. Smart, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.